So does this help explain the trickster gods that show up?
Very much that, yes. Some of the best trickster stories are associated with our American Indian tales. Now, these figures are clown-like figures, and yet they are the creator god at the same time very often. And this makes the point, I am not the ultimate image, I am transparent to something. Through me, through my funny form, and mocking it, and turning it into a grotesque action, you really get the sense, which if I had been a big sober presence, you'd get stuck with the image.
There's a wonderful story in some African tradition of the god who's walking down the road, and the god has on a hat that is colored red on one side and blue on the other side. So when the people, the farmers in the field, go into the village in the evening, they said, did you see that fellow, that god with the blue hat? And the others said, no, he had a red hat on, and they get into a fight.
He even makes it worse by first walking along this direction, then turning around, turning his hat around so that again, it'll be red and black or whatever it is. And then when these two chaps fight and are brought before the king or chief for judgment, this fellow appears and he says, it's my fault, I did it. Spreading strife is my greatest joy.
And there's a truth in that.
There sure is, yes.
Which is?
No matter what system of thought you have, it can't possibly include boundless life. And when you think everything's just that way, trickster comes in, it all blows, and you get the becoming thing again. Now, Jung has a wonderful saying somewhere. Religion is a defense against a religious experience.
Well, you have to explain that.
Well, that means it has reduced the whole thing to concepts and ideas. And having the concept and idea short circuits the transcendent experience, the experience of deep mystery is what one has to regard as the ultimate religious experience.